Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's what I like to call a soaking rain.
Oh, Oscar. My God. Mm. In China, they would call, I'm sorry, Japan, they would call it black rain.
Why would they call it black rain?
No, it is China. Yeah, have you ever seen the Michael Douglas movie, Black Rain?
No, I think the one I saw was The War of the Roses, but that was good too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was watching the Weather Channel this weekend. Yes, they actually still have that channel.
What? It's a great show. A great show, that Weather Channel.
Yeah. They don't actually show you the weather. It's just a bunch of disaster movies,
yes,
and
true.
Short films.
But then at the top of the hour, it goes, and it still goes to, and in your neighborhood.
So they were showing a handful of different storm anomalies, right?
Yeah.
And they showed in Hong Kong, so it was right, China, they showed this black rain event.
Right.
Where on the LED billboards that they have in Hong Kong, it says black rain, right?
Right.
And which essentially means the storm of the century that is going to inundate the area with so much rain that flooding comes.
Oh, okay, I'm with you.
Yeah.
So they're not used to that kind of rain?
No, they're not used to it. We're not either. I mean, I walked outside today. I was like, whoa.
Well, the lady
when
on
did this happen?
Erin Como on Channel 5, my morning girlfriend.
Oh, ooh.
Big
yeah,
fan.
When I can't, when I'm not with Lauren Simonetti from New York, you know, I like to watch Erin Como.
Erin might be my, number one seed.
She's
as far as like.
Fantastic. And a great reporter.
You know you're a creep when you find out where that reporter came from.
Philadelphia.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Rob.
But she was really turning today into a problem because, you know, they do it on the 5. So every 10 minutes I heard, turn around, don't drown.
I can't believe you knew she was from Philly, too. Yeah,
well, you know, you keep up. Local media, right?
But I'm not a pervert in those in that sense where I'm like, oh, I got to find out where she's from.
No, you just want to know.
I needed to know.
You need
like,
to
what
know
market,
sometimes, yeah.
Like, spawned this beauty.
Yeah, right,
yes.
Exactly. So she kept saying, don't drive through standing water. Now, I understand that because you can get stuck. It's bad for your car. But every 10 minutes, she's telling me if I drive through it, I'm going to drown.
Yeah.
Which is scary. You don't want that.
There is a saying, it's overflown, don't drown, turn around, something like that.
Overflow,
don't drown, turn around.
Overflow, don't go.
I've seen signs that say, don't drown, turn around.
You see, but I don't know. How
it's
deep
like,
is
it's
the
like
puddle?
The wavy,
that I'm
it's like the wavy water.
How deep is this puddle? That's a pretty deep puddle.
I like the idea that, you know, they've made a rhyme out of it.
Well, of course, well, it's one of your couplets.
Yes.
Maybe
don't
it's
drown,
something.
Turn around.
You know
don't
what?
Drown, turn around.
That might be a
I
phrase.
Want my kids to yell at me from the back of the car when I have them, when I'm about to run through a stream.
You see, I still
and
love
they're like, mm. Don't drown, turn around.
I think
don't
it's,
drown. And I'm like, F you, assers.
I think it's a Philadelphia expression.
Yes.
I think is what it is. But I like driving through standing water because of the splash you make. There's always a puddle.
If you end up on the news with a helicopter and a raft.
It would be a struggling helicopter. It would be like in a Mark Wahlberg movie. Helicopter on the side of a building.
You'd
tilting.
Be a better drowning victim.
Well, I'm very buoyant.
Yeah.
Well, not just that. Like, they'll find you. Like, it's usually like.
Oh, yeah. This is not going to be hard. It's like, he's going to plug up the hole.
Yeah, I mean, you'll create some sort of dam.
Yeah. Shock
and,
jock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's always like these waif-like like X-gamers that they can never find, right?
Well, the problem is, if I were, let's say, just let's have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say today I drive through some standing water and I spin out of control off the key bridge.
Hydroplane.
Into the Potomac. Okay.
Yep.
I would display so much water that your house would be in danger.
No.
Tides would rise.
Yeah.
My point was, this has nothing to do with being a little overweight. All
right. And thank you.
It
for
has
being
everything
a little.
To do with having the bald head, being white.
The beacon.
And also, like, the idea that you probably fall in with your Birkenstocks and shorts.
You know what? I just thought.
Your shoes aren't going to keep you down.
Well, no, they're cork. They're cork.
They'll float.
They'll float, but they'll pull my feet up and pull my head underwater. So it'd be like.
And you can swim, right?
like a fish.
Okay, good.
Yeah, of course.
Well, he's got all that going for him.
Okay.
But the Kia would be screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Kia's going down.
Yeah, the Kia would go down.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm surprised they haven't made a better...
floating car?
Well, something...
they
like
did.
An
it
option.
Sucked.
No, not the car that turns into a boat. I'm talking about like there's like an emergency option when you hit water.
It's the car that turns into a boat.
Like something on the bumper or something on the front of the actual car.
Right.
The hood. Explodes into some sort of raft to keep your car afloat.
What about this? How about... as I'm careening off the Key Bridge, I take a hammer, hit the front of the car, fool it into thinking it's an accident, and the airbag deploys.
Yeah, but that's just going to... the problem is people get trapped in their cars as it's going to the bottom of the drink, mm-hmm. and they can't open the doors because there's so much water pressure against the doors.
Yeah, you got
to
break the window.
You got to break the window with one of those little gizmos that come...
If you're fast thinking, open
stores.
The sunroof.
I mean, you could...
on the way down.
I think, if again, Mythbusters did this.
Yeah.
And once you get turned around, it's curtains.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you really got to figure out like, what's happening.
Yeah. So, don't bother turning off the radio.
No.
Don't touch the air conditioning. Don't eject your CD. You say, I've lost my Bluetooth connection.
If we're being real, and the best bet is those little knives with little...
the safety thing.
The safety, like, I guess, are they pens? Hammer. Or hammers that you can hammer out your window.
Yeah,
that's
but
it.
You know what? I don't even have a scraper in my car. I'm not going to have one of those. I don't have all the doodads and whatnots. I got to get one today. You know what? Send one in, folks. I think we all need one because we all crossed the river.
Start the show. Man.
You want to start the show? Yeah. Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I've come to understand as an adult that there had been abuse in my family, but it was mostly musical in nature. My father used to lock me away in a room with nothing but the... Percy Faith recording of Bim Bam Bomb, and then send me to bed with nothing but dessert. It's odd that, you know, Lori came from such a different...
Right, a completely different path. I was brought up in a very small town just south of the Chicago city limits. I don't believe that anyone noticed when I blew town at 15 and ended up in San Francisco, California. And it's at this point in my story that the dark clouds part because I met a certain Mr. Wiseman, who gave me a job in his shop. And before long, he tapped me to do some small roles in some of his short films for more mature audiences. Well, I was known for doing a certain thing that many of the other girls wouldn't do. And of course, I loved to sing ever since I was a little girl. And I learned to play the ukulele in one of my last films, Not So Tiny Tim. And that's where I met my man, and before long, I was the new Mrs. Boner.
Isn't that something?
Beautiful story.
I tell you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios. In our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And panels are falling on my legs.
Panels! Get the panels!
Panels don't get it. The listeners get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. It's fantastic. You can reach us at any time at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We may answer your call today. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now through the courtesy of so delicious Blue Apron.
Oh yeah.
Fact, Oscar. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. The best. And their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they are doing it. Quite simply, it is the better way to cook.
It is. Look, people, whether you're a person likes to cook, or you're new to cooking, or you just don't feel like coming up with your own recipes, Blue Apron solves all these problems because you'll love what they make you.
Oh,
right?
It's great.
If you're not a cook, they'll teach you how to cook in step-by-step directions. You cannot go wrong.
Right.
And if you just don't have time to give you that time, they give you all the ingredients right
you
there
in the
box.
You don't have to shop. You don't have to measure. Yes. And if you are a lazy parent,
Everybody wins.
Make your kids do it.
Everybody wins.
It is simple enough. You can make your kids make you dinner. They also support a more sustainable food system and set the highest standards for ingredients for their community of home chefs. As Oscar said, every meal comes with a recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients. It's like you're on a cooking show.
Yeah.
You know, you just dump it in and ready to go.
No pressure.
And every meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. How about this, Oscar? Some warm smoked trout and asparagus salad with fingerling potatoes and garlic croutons.
Nice.
Or spiced zucchini enchiladas with creamy lime and tomato rice.
Mm.
I guarantee you it's better than what's in your fridge right now. Better what's in my fridge.
I just got the box of Blue Apron yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah,
very
well,
good.
Then.
All right. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they will make it right. So check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
I feel like today is going to be a very selfish show for me.
How come?
Because usually I talk about myself.
Yes.
And today I feel like talking about myself.
Well, that's not any different than any other day. Yeah. I was wondering if perhaps you could table that just for a moment,
yes.
though, because as you
I'm
know.
I'm just sharing you how I felt.
It's not about you.
Yes. It's not about me.
No.
Damn it! These birthdays on Thursday.
It's all about you.
Oscar.
It's not about me.
Oscar.
It's not about me. All these
things that he likes himself.
It's all about you. It's about you guys. I'm really excited for you guys.
Now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's the mailbag. Hey, before we begin the fun and frolic, Rob, do you have any cards, you high-functioning moron?
All right.
Yeah, I wrote
Did
that.
Did you write
for,
that to yourself?
I wrote that for Mike to read.
Oh, and, nice.
But
I'll read that next time.
Okay, you
want to
read
mind.
That?
Let's
there
try
you go.
That again.
Okay, there you go.
Can I get the music again?
Yes, here you go. Let's just do that. We'll come out of the jingle.
Okay.
I'm not editing this out.
You shouldn't have to.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's the mailbag, Team OS, now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure.
Yes.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Before we get in the fun and frolic, hey, Rob, do we have any cards, you high-functioning moron?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. Hi, Mike, Oscar, Rob, and Pony, and interns. This letter reads, when I met my husband, Eric, a 20-something living in the DMV, I was quickly introduced to the Don and Mike show, and he became a loyal listener as a kid because his dad played the show when they were driving around D.C. Once we began listening to the Mike O'Mara show, I, too, developed an immediate annoyance towards Oscar's hyena laugh. But it has grown on me, and now I'm an avid listener, too.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Eric doesn't like a lot of... this is a girl.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, little lady. Thank you, little lady.
Oh, little lady. Eric doesn't like a lot of attention for his birthday, so he lucked out that mine is just 2 days before his, and everyone has forgotten about him by the time mine has come and gone. Just kidding! We usually celebrate together on the day in between July 21st, so you can split the attention. In that spirit, his birthday is not about him, it's about us. While shopping for your birthday card, I saw one that immediately made... While shopping for a birthday card, I saw one that immediately made me think of Rob, so I got a card for each of you instead of getting one for Eric. So enjoy your non-birthday cards, and thank you for the years of entertainment and laughs. Thanks, Bethany G. I did get him a card, too. P.S., as I prepare to mail this, I realized it wasn't clear if this was a submission for the mailbag. It is. So everybody gets a card today. Here's one for Pony. Here's one for you, Oscar.
What's the little lady's name?
Her name is Bethany G.
Bethany G.
And
all right.
One for me. Who wants to open Mike's card?
I'll open it.
Okay, very good.
Mandate more gifts from you animals.
Hey, but you know what?
More gifts.
Maybe there's something in the card.
Oh, okay.
Remember this?
Saying.
Oscar.
It's a little heavy.
You got to give it a shake,
see
if anything comes out. All right, what's yours say, Oscar?
I've got a little cat, meow, a little stencil.
Yeah.
And it pops up into what looks to be a cat condo
hey,
of some
look
sorts.
At that. That's terrific.
Winston's Kitty Condo, keeping it tight, Bethany and Eric Garcia. Thank you so much. Actually, I'm going to save this card and put it on our mantle. Shannon's going to love it.
Very
thank
cool.
You.
My card is I got, looks like maybe a submarine.
Oh, nice.
On the front. Oh, how cool.
Oh, my
it
God.
It opens up and it's a Beatles yellow submarine pop-up card.
This is cool.
Knew
I've
this
never
was
seen
for
cards
you
like
as
this.
Soon as I saw it. That is so cool. Thank you, Bethany. We'll put a picture of this.
Who makes this card? This is
on
cool.
the website.
Well, mine has a horse on it, or a pony, and mine opens up into horses galloping in a field.
Nice.
These are the
really
most
well-made.
Complicated pop-up cards I've ever seen.
And we're talking about pop-ups like really, really detailed
elaborate.
Pop-ups.
Yeah. You want to open Mike's?
Would be the word, yeah.
And spoil it for him?
Mike, you rat bastard, you're on vacation.
You
get to
you
open
do
your
not
gifts.
Get to have a
all right,
card.
All right, big card that's stuck in here. Oh, no.
Fight it, Oscar. Fight it.
All right, did that.
What's
oh, look,
on his cover?
The USS Constitution, Charleston, Massachusetts.
Ah, the boat, of course.
Look at that, right? Ship, yeah. Yeah, then the ship, the card ship opens into a ship.
Das Boot. Thank you to the Garcias.
Amazing, man.
Fantastic. We really
boat,
do appreciate it.
Boat, the card reads. Bethany and Eric Garcia.
Love it. Very good. Thank you for the card,
thank
guys.
You. Woo.
And you know what? That was a gift, Oscar.
Yeah.
So you misspoke.
I'm going to give the Love Pop cards that you can probably find them on Amazon.
Love Pop.
Yeah, this is the most creative card I've seen forever.
I will actually
really
save
is.
This. I'll put that on my Beatles shelf.
This is amazing.
The Beatles shelf is
I don't
my
know.
Beatles
are
shelf.
We rubes for thinking this is the coolest thing ever?
Maybe.
Well, we're a little okay, simple. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Maybe we need to raise the bar.
That's fair.
Could be.
Send cash, gift cards, anything. Buy the bonus show. Go.
Hey, pod gods. My kid, Finn Kirkpatrick, turned one on Monday.
Oh, yeah,
how
Finn,
cool is that?
You rule. The big number one.
He was born with both feet clubbed. Oh, that's sad. But so we've had some struggles, but he's doing great now and should be walking any day now. That's awesome.
I got to look that up.
Thanks for letting me, getting me through doctor's appointments, surgery, waiting rooms, and many late night feedings. Randy Kirkpatrick. That's great to hear that he's doing well.
Yeah.
And by the way, don't ever pay the cover charge to go to Clubfoot. It's horrible.
Oh, no.
Was that a bad joke?
Did you just make a joke about a kid with a club
foot? No, I made a joke about club feet, not the kid.
Yeah, but it all went wrong.
Did it?
Yes.
These cards are great. Have
like,
you seen
yeah,
the pop-up
cards?
Cards?
Are great.
They have
yeah,
fantastic.
That joke was horrible.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony Boy, and interns. Thank you for keeping the funny alive. Last letter excluded, I suppose. I would like to wish my fiance, Joe Noto. Hey, man. I'm Joe Noto.
Hey, man. Hey. I make jokes about club feet, about kids with club feet.
Not kids, just the disease. Oh. Joe Noto. Happy 33rd birthday, which is coming this Saturday. We're excited to spend the day together on his actual birthday since we're currently long distance. And this year, I even remembered to include his name in my letter. Nice. Daria Hubchak. P.S. We're ordering our wedding invitations from Vistaprint. They've been so helpful with our customization requests and a treat to work with.
Yes.
Nice. Thank you, Daria. Happy
great
birthday.
Great work.
Joe Noto.
Happy birthday.
Joe Noto. Noto photo.
Yes. What is it? Moto Noto?
No. Hello, Moto.
Hello, Noto. Right? That's
yeah.
how I want.
That was the commercial,
yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Hello, Monoto.
Bonito Arbusto Gentleman, which means nice bush. I've been a-listening. That's A- hyphen listening. I've been a listening to your show since I am 18. I'm 38 now, and have purchased many bonus shows a la carte.
Thank
that's
you,
nice.
Sir.
Subscriptions
you're
easier.
You're the one.
I just wanted to say thank you for everything all you guys do, and also to see if I could get a shout out to the band and color guard for Friendly High School. They represented the state of Nevada in the 4th of July parade in Washington, D.C. this year. Hello, Friendly.
Hello.
Or Fernley. Fernley High School. My daughter, Mackenzie Arileno.
Let me see that.
It's right there.
Mackenzie.
Second
McKenzie.
Paragraph.
Arileno.
Okay, very good.
There you go. Nice job.
Love when he hosted the Tonight Show. She is part of the color guard and has worked very hard along with everyone else participating in the parade and made our little town very proud. Again, gentlemen, thank you for all you do. Keep it up. Manuel. Great
Manuel.
Job. And shout out to Fernley High School.
Can I throw this out there?
Yeah.
I know that during the 19 months I was in business school, I was MIA and I barely got back to anybody on Facebook. But if you're coming into town, let's reiterate this. Let's double down on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, go.
Make time to come see us. We will make time for you. Apparently, there was one instance where Rob was being mean, didn't let somebody in here. Forget about that time, all right?
It's an outlier.
Now you make time, we'll make time.
And also, here's something you should know. Oscar has a lot of Starbucks gift cards.
Yes.
He'll buy you a cup of coffee.
I'll buy a cup of Joe.
$2
limit. We'll give you a tour.
Yes.
Like, we are so close to the monuments. It's like it's a lift right away.
I do believe that this building itself is a monument.
Technically, yes.
A monument of talent.
So if you come through, I don't care if it's a field trip. We'll make it happen.
Yes.
Right?
All the people from Fernley High.
Yes.
Home of the Fighting Ducks.
Fighting Ducks.
Hi, folks. Congrats. I'm a big fan of the show. In case you hadn't seen this, I thought it would send it along. Salad Fingers turned 13 on July 1st.
Ooh.
Oh boy.
Thought you should know. Hope man. You had a great 4th of July. Tracy, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Salad isn't even going through like an awkward phase.
No,
you
no.
know?
Pretty soon he'll get his learners.
But he doesn't even look any different.
No, he never changes.
He's ageless.
He is. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, the caller who last week, oh, this is sort of a theme here. The caller last week who requested Mike to speak to his daughter as Salad Fingers, there's that name again, prompted me to write this letter. I'm the guy who writes in every few years, who used to change his date of birth on Facebook every few weeks to get free shout-outs from Rob.
That is hilarious.
I remember this guy. Yeah. He got like 5 birthday greetings from me in a year.
It was his own bit, his own inside bit at work. He's like, today's my birthday.
Hey, Rob, you don't have to do that anymore. Thanks. He canceled Facebook. Anyways, your show continues to be a part of my daily life. My daughter just turned 6 and listens daily when I pick her up from school or daycare to head home for the evening. A few years ago, you guys introduced her to Salad Fingers. And for the past few years, she watches Salad Fingers on her iPad frequently. I don't know if that's wise. I giggle, my wife smacks me, like it's my fault, but it doesn't stop there. My daughter loves the fruitcake song. Oh, like Pony.
Yeah.
What you eating? Fruitcake.
That's so great.
Is that with the B-52s?
It's actually a Fred Schneider side project.
Ah.
Yes. She had me download the fruitcake
like
song.
Like Tech 411.
Exactly.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If Tech 411 was hosted by a very flamboyant singer.
They do more promos.
She had me download it to her iPad so she can play it all year and not just during the 12 days of fruitcake. This made me bitter because I've never tried to win one of Rob's fruitcakes, mainly because I know that I'll be in the middle of dealing with a whiny millennial employee when Mike calls me and I won't be able to answer the phone. And I'm too lazy to learn how to change my voicemail greeting. Anywho, love you guys. Love your show. Listening since my freshman year of college in 1994. I'm excited to finally get to my first live event in New Orleans. See you guys there. Matt Magnuson, Wichita, Kansas. Remember, Rob, my actual birthday is November 4th.
Nice.
So that's the day of the show.
We got clarification. We got a shout out. We have a new generation of listeners.
And we have a birthday cake for Salad
and
Fingers.
And NOLA.
No, it's good stuff.
Jam-packed letter.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Hot Oscar,
ooh,
and the interns. My name is Scott, and yeah. I want to wish my best friend and partner a happy birthday. We are huge fans of the show. I think Oscar is hot.
Oh.
Hey, just relax, pal.
If this is a dude or a chick, I'll take it.
My partner, I think it might be a dude, because his name is Scott Duncan.
I'll take it, Scott.
My partner, Mark, turned 56 on July 2nd. He works at a medical school and listens to the show overnight while working. If Salad Fingers, God, again, would wish him a happy birthday, it would really creep him out. We will be there in New Orleans in November to see you guys. Awesome. We have been together since high school for 40 years. He's been my best friend, Scott Duncan.
Aw.
Now, we are without Mike. Does anyone want to try and do Salad Fingers?
Well, if you, apparently, you already had a heads up. I could probably do a solid salad, but you're probably better at it.
Oh, no, I think the person that we need to do Salad Fingers is named Pony.
I can't. He didn't say hi to me at the beginning of the letter.
He said, you're right.
Dude, he's not into waif-like guys.
I can't do it.
All right. I'll do it then. I'll try.
You mean you can't do it?
It's a rule.
It's no rule. Do it for the masses.
Isn't it amazing what he digs his heels in on?
Such a dick.
All right.
This is the inner cookie of Pony Boy, people.
All right. I think we'll give Pony another chance later because I've read ahead. Here we go. And I hate doing this because I hate
just
the character.
Just do it.
Hello. I want to say happy birthday to... his name is Mark.
Oh, you have to.
Hi,
you don't know. No, this, you're not even doing it right. You gotta.
Oh, God, I forgot about the
come
growth
on.
Part. All right, take it over. It's Mark. It's Mark.
Hello. Do you know the Muffin Man?
No, you can't do that either. All right. That's not. Happy birthday, Mark. Don't even know why I drove in today. Hello, boys and ladies. My name is Julie, and I'm a big fan. As an early birthday gift, I purchased a new Canon camera from Amazon and used the TMOS portal.
Woo!
Sure, I could have purchased a used camera
mirrorless.
From another outlet, but through Amazon, I got a great deal and helped out the best podcast ever. Guys, please continue making my birthdays healthy and happy and keep bringing the funny. Love you long time. Julie Cruz, P.S., the Canon PowerShot G5X was $699, and I'm a bonus show subscriber.
We'll take that $699.
Yeah, Julie Cruz,
thank you.
You're my favorite.
Every dollar counts.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the interns, I'm writing to first wish happy birthday to amazing wife Jamie, who turned 34 yesterday, and my middle son Henry, who turned 6 on July 14th. Thankfully, Jamie gets it, and we will be joining you in New Orleans in November. Everybody's
yes,
coming to New Orleans.
I am so pumped for New Orleans. I'm ordering a new tuxedo.
What color?
I don't want to give that away.
Oh,
I'm learning the showbiz showmanship.
Yeah. The password is orange. No. I'm a merchant.
I'm not going Dumb and Dumber.
Not going Mac?
No, I'm not going Mac.
I'm a merchant mariner, and I am gone at work as a tugboat captain for 2 weeks at a time. So Jamie has to deal with three loving, sweet, but crazy boys for 2 weeks at a time on her own. She deserves a few days away to relax, eat great food, and laugh with you all more than anyone I know. That is awesome. Before I go, I just wanted to thank you guys for all that you do. Your show is a great joy on a good day and an amazing escape on a bad one. You've been with me on long days from night to Maine, a day and night from Maine to Texas and everywhere in between. Through rough seas and pleasant calms while at work, I'm a proud bonus show subscriber, which is always the cherry on top of my week. Jamie and I do our best to support the show with Amazon and many of your other great sponsors. Keep up the funny, and thanks again. Thank you, Ed Scott.
Awesome.
Nice letter. A tugboat captain.
Yeah. Tugboat captain.
That's very awesome.
Seems choo like, choo.
No, I mean,
oh, sorry.
Choo choo would be a train. Hi, guys. I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my boyfriend, Brandon, who turns 30 tomorrow. That's right. He's entering his douchebag 30s. He's a huge fan of the show, has a bonus show subscription, and reminds me to use your portal whenever I order from Amazon. We appreciate everything you do and keep up the funny. Emily Hollander.
That's so sweet, especially for someone that's dating a 30-year-old.
That's tough dice.
Yeah, you would think, like, I don't want to deal with that douche. He's turning 30. But clearly he's doing something right.
Well, it's not the best time to date him. Maybe set him free. You know what? Set him out on a tugboat for a few weeks. That'd be great. Dear brothers and interns in Christ, everyone in my immediate family shares a birthday with someone of note. How nice. My birthday is the same as Carol Burnett's. My son shares his birthday with Wyatt Earp, and my daughter shares her birthday with Barbara Streisand, but we all envy my dear wife, Kay, who shares her birthday with Mike's left hip.
Oh, my God, the rebirth.
I love that. Here's one. This is great because Pony was mentioned in the beginning.
Oh, perfect.
Because he's one of the brothers. I continue. If Winston Churchill's pinky happens to be across the hall taping a special, do you think you could coax him into dropping by and wishing a happy birthday to Kay and Mike's left hip? Signed, Tim Geis, Madison, Wisconsin. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Winston Churchill.
Yes. Good. I am here to wish a happy birthday to Kay and and what's the other person's name?
I'm sorry, sir. It is Kay and Mike's left hip.
Kay and Mike's left hip. Happy birthday to both of you. God save the Queen.
That wasn't bad at all.
No,
you flamed out for a second, then all of a sudden a little butane flew in again.
there was some diction issues and also no British accent whatsoever. If Winston Churchill sounded like that, we would have lost
That's
the war.
That's true.
All right. Hello, TMOS crew.
Good try.
First of all, I want to thank you for 15 years of entertainment you've given me. But more importantly, my beautiful wife, Mari Garcia, is celebrating her birthday today. Can you please wish her a happy birthday for me and our two boys, MJ and Isaiah? She's an amazing wife and an even better mother. Thank you, gentlemen. Marco Garcia. Happy birthday, Mrs. Garcia.
Someone that's truly in love wrote that letter.
Yeah, or drunk.
Yeah, probably drunk.
Could be both.
Like, really loves their partner, right?
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know that I would ever.
I don't even know what it's like.
It's foreign to you?
Overrated.
Nah, you know? It's like, what else am I going to do? You know what I mean? This is what we got.
It fades eventually.
The die has been cast.
I would like, maybe on your 10th anniversary, to have a cake made for Shannon. Right on it. This is what we got. I think that might be nice. All right, final letter. I hold in my hand the final letter.
Yes.
Hey, guys, I'm curious. Can you tell me what Timbertina said when she was invited down for moose soup? Signed, Ryan from North Liberty, Iowa. I do believe it sounded a little something like this.
Come down for moose soup after!
Yo-ho!
Now, don't be confused that when we invited Mel Gibson over.
Come down for moose soup after!
Hooray!
So, that's how that sounded. Thank you for your letters. You guys are awesome. A very sweet mailbag this week.
Yes!
And thank you for the cards. I love my Beatles pop-up card.
Boom. Bam. We're actually going to put these on our TMOS show page.
Yes.
For Facebook.
And I'm going to gram it.
Yes.
I'm going to put it on the gram.
And we'll put it on our Mike O'Mara Show Instagram as well.
We do love that. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. And good news, Oscar. When we come back, we're going to talk about you.
Yay!
It's his favorite
it's
thing.
It's more me.
Yeah. Wake up, Adrian. All right. We're back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara
take
Show.
Adrian.
Tony, and Gary.
Ah, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, happy Independence Day to you. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, that's not bad. That's Gary Stein doing his best Yogi Bear impression. Speaking of that, Gary has an encounter with a bear that he relates on this show.
Yeah, but we didn't smoke afterwards.
And there was no boo-boo. Well, Yogi. Also in this episode, finally, the Great Gatsby story.
I can't wait.
Starring Rob Ford. Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That episode sounds Rob Ford heavy.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. Band people, not B-A-N-N-E-D, but people who are in bands, musicians. Your time is running out.
I think it's almost over. After this week, that promo dies, and we move on with our life.
Because we need to have...
We have such talented people in the pool.
Right. We've got a lot of entries
this
already.
Is it. Look, put down the pipe, the bong pipe, or whatever peace pipe you're smoking.
Bong pipe.
Put the molly to the right. Take a second. Email us. Send us a video, and that's it.
That's it. It's banned. At MikeOMaraShow.com. You can also go to our website and just click the TMOS live banner. Send us a video and a brief paragraph about your band. This is really great exposure for you guys. You can play the legendary House of Blues stage in New Orleans and open for us. We would love to share a stage for you, with you. So remember, it's banned at MikeOMaraShow.com. Do it to it. Put down the bong pipe.
Yes.
We don't want you smoking bong pipe anymore.
Felt like that's probably what I said when I was 16 when someone was like, do you smoke weed? I was like, yeah, I get the bong pipe.
Sure.
You know, it's like that same scene, 40-year-old virgin. He's like, I'm not a virgin.
I like to make sex.
They're sandbags. Like, you can tell I don't smoke because I don't even know what to call a vape pen a vape pen.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
The bong pipe.
Mm-hmm. Bong pipe. And then you can use a phrase like grass. Yeah. You smoke grass? Adrian, you love grass, right?
I like it occasionally.
All right, sit back. All right.
Can you go to CVS briefly and get me a water and a Red Bull, if you don't mind?
Actually, absolutely.
Oscar, you have a water?
I brought you a water.
I'll pay for
I
your Red Bull.
Do.
Actually, I won't. I'll pay you back. Thank you.
So,
thank you.
He's going to stop smoking grass and go to CVS, and that'll be good.
Thank you.
What did you want to talk about if you are so excited about talking about yourself?
A couple things.
Sure. Issues.
I need a wedding photographer. For October 7th.
Okay.
I need a...
And you know Gary Stein has a nice camera.
I need a wedding caterer for October 7th. And
this is for your wedding?
This is for my wedding.
Your wedding?
I'm getting married on October 7th.
Of this
right?
year?
Yes.
No, I thought it was next year.
No, it's this year.
Oh, Pony, you have to get the gift then.
Oh. And...
So caterer?
Caterer.
Photographer?
I think that's it.
What about cake?
I think we've got the cake covered.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of cake?
I think it's
didn't take me long to get there, did it?
I think it's ice cream cake, if I'm lucky.
You're participating, Carvel ice cream dealer.
Yeah.
Are you getting married?
It looks like a whale.
Have a whale of a good, a whale of a marriage.
Yeah, have a whale of a life together. It's two whales that are d***ing. No.
Okay, that.
Oh, you can't say that? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, so. As I was leaving, you know what? Okay, maybe we can call Shannon and tell her what she needs.
Yeah.
She had we have a whiteboard in our living room. This is how trashy we are.
Yeah.
And maybe I can get a new esophagus. We have a whiteboard in our living room.
Yes.
And it says, like, there's like 10 things on the whiteboard. Another one of them says, harp on Oscar to find, like, not listeners, but find professionals to do this, right?
Okay.
And now she's
You see, that is really, really... even beyond passive aggressive, because it's not find professionals to do it. It's annoy Oscar to make him do it.
So
she's turned it into a two-step process.
Well, I said, if you want me to help, you have to harp on me.
Okay.
I didn't think she read it on the whiteboard for everyone to see.
Hey, you know what? Harp on is a lot like harpoon, and then we're back to the
She's supposed to be in a meeting. I don't know.
Will she take your call?
Oh, hi, Peach. Peach, don't call me Peach on the air. Call me sir. Listen. we're on the air right now. Can I call you back from the show line just to briefly discuss what you want me to talk about and ask for professionals?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I'll call you back. Thank you.
That was known as the pre-call.
Yeah, pre-call, pre-call.
Yeah, often done off-air.
One day we'll have a phone screening room where you can actually tell the guy in the other room and yell at him to call.
Yeah, but you can't tell that guy because he's buying you a Red Bull.
Yeah, that's true. But even if that were the case, he'd come back 30 minutes later, right?
Exactly. He'd say, hey, they didn't have Red Bull, so I got you something else. It's licorice. Is that okay? He got a pretty stern pep talk before you got here today.
About what?
Because he was setting up at your station.
Oh my God.
And he kept doing it.
And I said, A, you're not sitting there. B, go get a chair for yourself.
Yeah.
Then he put the chair, like he used strategy to block your passage.
I think we're up and up to go. Thank you.
Very cool.
Common sense is what we call it.
Yeah. Will she answer?
Pete!
Hi,
Stop
Pete.
Calling that on air! That is our pet name, not for anybody else.
I think it's adorable. Hi, Shannon.
It's Sir when we're on the
hi,
air.
Mike.
It's Rob.
It's
but
not
thank
Mike,
you.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Yeah, Mike's on vacation, Peach.
Hey, you know what's great?
Remember when I told you we're going to have lots of fun this week? Mike's on vacation.
Did you hear her change in tone when she found out it was me?
Yeah, because you're her arch nemesis.
It was, hi, Mike. Oh, hi, Rob.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't call me Peach.
All right, Shannon.
Yes.
What do we need again?
Okay, we need wedding vendors. So we have a venue. We need local vendors. So we need caterers, photographers. We need lighting. And yeah, excuse me. Sorry. And we need a floor. And we need floors.
Floors. Okay. Listen, Peach. That's all I need to know. So we need someone to make the food, someone to light the joint. We need someone to actually take the pictures and the video. And
hey, that's great video.
And what else?
Flowers.
Okay.
Oh. Are you going to use real or artificial this time?
Whatever's cheapest.
Well, you could recycle. You know, if you kept the receipt, you might be able to return them.
Now,
even better.
Peach, you know there's only like 20 people coming. It's just our family, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but why do we need all these theatrics for 20 people?
And also, when I got married,
what if
mind,
we just got like to-go boxes like on airplanes?
Hey, you know what would be great? Food trucks.
Yes.
All the
rage. We would be so hip, Peach. We could get like 4 food trucks to come on out and then prepay the meals.
Yeah. Everyone gets a ticket.
Hello? What do you think? No? No?
All right, and I may be naive in asking this because I married a long time ago, 21 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need lighting?
Up lighting to create the mood, I guess.
I just went to a church. Silly me.
God lit your wedding.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Yeah, and my wedding was lit. All the kids said so. It was also on fleek.
All right, Peach, you don't sound as excited anymore after I asked. I thought I was doing the greater good here.
No, but you said that we're only having 20 people, so why do we need all the theatrics?
Oh.
But we do.
Okay. All right, God. Please. Mm. Hey, Peach, remember, I'm the boss, all right?
I know. I'm the boss, applesauce.
No. I'm the boss. I wasn't prompting you to say you're the boss.
I'm the boss.
All right. Goodbye. I love you. Have a good day.
Love you.
All right.
Thanks, guys. All right. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye. Sorry, bye-bye. I wasn't Mike. You know what?
You're going to get dejected when that happens.
Oh,
you were so,
so
excited
hurt.
To talk to her before.
So hurt. Hi, Mike.
It's Rob.
It's Rob. I get enough of that at home.
It's the B squad.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Dad's home.
I'm sorry. Mr. Carson will not be on the set tonight. You will be talking to Joan Rivers.
Hi, Ed.
Oh, God.
That's
you're
going
to have a boss wedding.
I don't even know, man. I thought it was small for a reason. We do have a judge that's marrying us, which is nice.
That's cool.
A superior court judge.
It's a non-religious. It's a non-religious wedding.
Yes,
that's good.
When my mom said, "What about the church?" I said, "Kick rocks, lady."
Yeah, what about the church?
No, I said, "Hey, we don't have time for that.
Get lost, Jesus."
They want you to go through counseling and everything else. Who needs
that? That is tough.
And
that's a bore.
She would have to convert because she's not Catholic, right?
Right. Oh, yes. Oh, a Catholic wedding. Ugh.
She's a Unitarian Transcendentalist, which is something that's made up, I think.
Yeah,
well, they all are.
but the thing with a Catholic service, you're looking at an hour 20.
I don't mind the length of the time. And
do you know how long my wedding was? 12 minutes.
Thank you, Diego.
That's solid.
Great. With a reading.
Well, they had to get to the buffet, you know?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, there was a long time between the wedding and the buffet because...
Let's eat.
We had... Oh, they hit the bar. This I know. But the food was a long time off. It was so short. I remember doing the deed, doing the wedding, walking Carrie down the aisle and say, man, that seemed fast. Like maybe 15 minutes. And I looked at the clock. It was 12 minutes. 12 minute service. God.
So for all those wedding needs,
yeah,
serious inquiries only. We're willing to pay full price, right?
You should call Katie Powers because one of her ex-husbands was into theatrical
with
stuff.
With the TMOS discount.
Oh, that.
So please write Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Actually, can you set up his own account, wedding at MikeOMaraShow.com?
No, those cost money.
Yeah, Ponyboy. And we will have a full registry up on Amazon through our portal.
Excellent.
Coming up.
Good. You know, it would be even easier. Yes. Just have Todd program a virtual reality wedding. Then you have all the things you need right away.
Todd's not even coming to the wedding.
Oh, and then you need 20. Yeah. You'd need 20.
It'd be a little awkward to ask him for hundreds of thousands of dollars
and
of programming
hours. And you need 20
hours,
sets of goggles for that. Yeah. Two
He's
words
overpriced.
For you that'll really make the wedding really nice. Yeah. Balloon arch.
Do you believe
balloon art?
Art.
Animals.
Yes. What do you want? This isn't prom. This isn't after prom party. We're not dealing with that.
I made you a Bible out of balloons. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So
Shannon's not Bridezilla, but there are questions sometimes I ask myself. Like, we might just have to go to the courthouse.
It's tough. It's a tough thing. If
you
get married,
you have to do everything the same? Even if you have a small wedding, you still have to figure out all the details?
Oh, you know what? It's like I told Carrie when we moved across the street. I said, this is no different than moving across the country. You still have to move everything.
Yeah, and she's got this book from The Knot. It's supposed to give you the playbook for how to have a wedding, right? You can find it on Amazon.
It was written by Mike Ditka.
Written by Mike O'Mara.
I look at it.
Hey!
And I'm like, there's a lot to do here.
And also, I think in D.C., do you need blood tests to get the license?
Oh.
I think you do.
For
not
what? Like O positive?
Well, in the old
AIDS,
days,
HIV?
They were checking for
herpes,
the classic venereal disease.
Wow.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure. I don't know what it is. You don't have to do it in Virginia, but I think in D.C. you might have to. Is your venue in Virginia or Maryland?
It's D.C. Ah. A D.C. Judge is marrying us.
Okay. D.C. Judge.
D.C.
That, I think
D.C. Superior Court.
And that is on Channel 50 today at 4 and 4:30. D.C. Judge.
D.C. Judge.
And Carrie watches it every day.
I'm down for whatever. I just want to get this not over with.
Why don't you have Chad marry you?
Do you think I'm dealing with Chad Dukes marrying us right now when we got
good
a family
point.
Friend that's going to do it for free?
That's a good point.
Yes, thank you very much.
You know, it'd be good. Chad will do it and do 4 episodes of a podcast.
By the way.
Wedcast.
I'm not against Chad marrying us, as I told him. Mm-hmm. What I'm against is having to go through that entire process and then realizing we're not married. Because
a merry mix-up? Or even better, what if you go through it and it turns out you're married to Chad?
Well, no, there is not. Let's be serious about this. People get ordained as ministers
all the
time.
I've done it.
Yeah, they go and marry their friends, and their friends are never married.
Well, I think technically once you get the marriage license signed, you're married whether or not the guy goes through the ceremony right or not.
Yeah, but I don't think you understand. If they don't... Some people think when you go and get married by your friend who's ordained, that is an official.
Oh no, you have. There's paperwork.
Yeah. But in some states, you can't. Like that is not an official proceeding. They have to go to the courthouse separately.
Oh, you could have that.
You
in
didn't
your
know
back
that.
Pocket.
Well, no. I knew
you should know that as an ordained minister.
Well, I should.
You're
know
selling
that.
Your wares and goods.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be great. What
have
if
you
I'm...
ever married anybody?
No.
But that's why you don't know.
I'm just thinking
until you get that hot call and say, "Hey, man, that nothing happened when we did that."
You know, it'd be awesome. What if I'm not married to Carrie?
No.
Who
married you guys?
You have it in your back pocket if you need it.
I have two. I had two ministers do it.
Okay.
A minister from when I was growing up in the current church.
But not like your...
One of them farted during the ceremony.
But not like your...
actually procedure.
Not like... Because it's very hip these days to have a friend that's an ordained minister married.
A lot of people do it, yeah.
But the Facebook and the internet is riddled with stories like, my friend married me, but we're not really married.
That's right. And then Judge Judy says, they don't keep me around here because I'm pretty. They keep me around here because I'm smart. You're not married.
Once my mom's family friend said, I'd like to marry you guys, and she's a judge.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, we don't have to deal
and
with this
like
nonsense.
And she's like a big deal, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I was like, all right, are you free October 7th? We'll have box trucks in front.
You're going to need to... You need to tip them, though.
Yeah, it'll be 5 different food varieties. We'll have, the Mexican joint, the box truck, food truck. We'll have the food truck with burgers and fries. We'll have the food truck with salteñas. We'll have the food truck with egg rolls. You'll have everything.
I now pronounce you man and wife. Where are the fish tacos? Well, October 7th it is. Please remember, that's Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Right in the subject line, freebie.
I totally, Pony doesn't know us and give his email address out, but he's the best with emails.
Yeah. He is. He's very good.
Yes.
Well, we look forward to it. And on October 7th, Todd and I are going to go and record an episode of Tech 411. Well, we weren't invited.
Well, no one was invited.
I know. Please. You weren't invited to my wedding either.
Well, I wasn't around. I don't think I was born.
Oh, stop it. Yeah. Don't worry. You can come to the next one. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. We're back after this.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic? Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Oh, I love Elaine Stritch. It's a good thing Oscar's getting married because he's got a beautiful house to live in.
Yes.
And he wouldn't have that house if it wasn't for the folks at Cornerstone Woo! First. Am I right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just houses. They can refi. If you're even thinking about refinancing, what you got to do, first thing, first step, call Cornerstone First Financial. They are our office mates right here at the Mike O'Mara Show, World Broadcast Headquarters, and they will get the process moving for you fast and easy. They'll advise you on whether or not it's right for you, and you can even meet Tater.
Oh, yeah, Tater.
Tater the Wonder Dog. Good boy. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low interest rate. Really, you got to act now. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. They'll show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You might be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high interest credit card debt or some home improvements you've been putting off or even having to pay for a wedding. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and get you there fast. They treated Oscar like a king, and they can do the same for you. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention the Mike O'Mara Show and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible. Good folks over there. We love them very much. So Julia
is getting married.
Maybe someday. But big news in the household.
Has a boyfriend?
No. Still no boyfriend.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember the whole Julia Jellybean thing?
Yep.
Yeah, but I keep an eye on her, and I know who comes and goes, and I see them coming and going, and there's no boyfriend for her.
There's no, like, friend that's, like, pining away?
No, I thought maybe Carter, but apparently Carter has got a girlfriend.
So ah, there okay. You
go. But here's the deal. Remember, she did not have...
It's cover.
Yeah. She did not have...
He's so uncomfortable even talking about that.
So true, and you would be too. It's weird. It's scary.
I'm uncomfortable talking to my girl on air.
Because...
She does not call me sir, as I told her to.
Julia is growing up. That's okay, Peach. I think she likes you.
Stop it!
She is growing up in ways that it startles me sometimes. Now, remember, she was not into driving for a while. She got her learner's permit and literally misplaced it. That's how much she was into it. Well, now she's driving. She did 3 hours with my mom last Friday. She's going to go driving again with my mom tomorrow.
Nice.
And here's the reason why. Is my mom's husband is decided to get rid of his car, and they're selling it to Julia.
Oh, wow.
They've built out a financing plan, and with Julia's job this summer, she'll be able to buy the car from them. And so by the time school starts, she will be the owner of a PT Cruiser.
Whoa!
How about that?
Now, she's going to have a nicer car than her old man.
She will. How about that? That's Carrie's master plan.
The women in Rob's life just walk all over
him. Walk all over me. But
like, your car is a good car for a kid in high school.
No, and they made you sell your beloved Chrysler to get the
Why would you put your foot down and say, buy my Oldsmobile, little lady?
I'm not saying they're not going to be a swap.
Okay,
we'll
there should
see.
Be.
But she's
a
very
cool. How much cooler? You've got like the Uncle Buck mobile.
I know.
You're hot rockin' Rob Spiewak.
Okay, now you're lying.
Okay, that was too much.
I'm not sure why, but
I went too
that
far.
Set that
I went
off.
Too far.
I want that bumper sticker.
Hot rockin' Rob Spiewak. Yes. Very good. So I am actually proud of Julia right now because this has given her a renewed interest in taking responsibility, getting her license, and the fact that she's not being given a car like so many people in her situation.
No, she's earning it, man.
Granted, they're giving her a sweetheart deal on it.
Yeah.
It's an older PT Cruiser, like maybe an 05. But
what's your car?
My car is
like a 78
1965.
Yeah.
No, mine is a 09, I think.
Yeah. But it looks every bit like a 72.
And there's Buick really doesn't focus on forward design.
Not
at all.
Look, Rob, you drive that car into the ground. Someone will, right? They should.
Yeah.
But sometimes I look out on the lot when it's parked out there. I'm like, man, somebody abandoned a car.
Yeah, it's soul sucking.
Yeah, it
like,
is
it's one of those, like, in the city, you'll see a car just off to the side of the road. You're like, hey, someone stole that car and just dropped it off there.
Mm-hmm. Like that old Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's soul sucking. My automobile is soul sucking.
It is rough.
Yeah, and I really did love my Chrysler, and it was a wise move to get the money I did for it and put it into a car that we paid for, and but it's just not great. But let's not make this sad.
No. I was making it sad because I was sad for you, but move along.
I live a sad life.
Your family's very kind to put together a plan that will allow your daughter to earn but also get a car.
Right. And so, and also keep in mind there, I do have a small stake in this because once she has the car, then she can be sent on errands. She can take Robert all around Loudoun County, and that's a good
thing. Couldn't she have done that before without a car, using your car?
I don't want her driving my car.
You don't?
No, I don't think so.
What damage can she do for you? She run into something, you don't care about that thing.
Cost $400 of improvements?
Yeah.
But also, this is the fact that she'll be able to drive herself to and from school.
Yeah.
She and Robert will be driving to and from school together.
No.
Yeah. So
I'm sure
they can drive themselves to the fireworks.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I don't get caught in all that. It's just an extra bonus. And also, the first question she said is, after I pay for it, can I get flames on the side of it? I said, whatever you want, honey. It's your car.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're going to let her get flames on the side of the car?
Sure.
You are such an a-hole. Why would you let her do that?
Well, that's what she wants.
She's just going to cause attention to herself. You don't want that. You get distracted.
The girl with purple hair doesn't want attention.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and it's purple now.
Yeah,
it was blue.
It's all the same in my eyes.
I see.
But the flames on the side scream, I think of high school boys rolling by being like, oh, look at the crazy girl down for whatever.
Hey!
With the flames on the side
of
the car.
I'm not sure that's what it means.
It doesn't scream responsibility. It certainly doesn't. And then it says, oh, I guess she's got no curfew in my eyes. Like, her parents don't care about the size of her car.
Yeah, look at her hair. It's purple. Yeah.
All right, guys, settle down.
Are not true,
but I can see your point.
So think about your brand. Okay. What is the Rob Spiewak brand?
Right now it's Buick.
Yeah, but you're like nice dad,
good dad,
funny guy.
Hopefully, yeah.
Like I would say a mixologist in some people's eyes,
a musicologist.
Yeah, she's still building her brand as a young adult.
You don't think fire is part of that?
I think the blue hair is enough, or the purple hair, whatever it is this week, is enough to say I'm creative. I'm into the arts.
Okay, well, it was just posed as a question. It hasn't happened
But you
yet.
Gave it like two thumbs up.
Well, I think it would be kind of neat.
Would you like to hear what Car Buzz has to say about the PT Cruiser?
Please.
Hi. I can't drive it. I'm too busy.
Although its retro styling was appealing to many, the PT Cruiser was overweight and had a bad record when it came to official crash tests.
Oh, same as me.
Is it crash test or crash test?
Crash test.
Crash test.
Horrible language.
Horrible. Bedside manner. Listen.
It's overweight.
Let me... I can't. Those cars are. I mean, I've drove around in a Toyota Corolla,
right?
And I had a Celica from '86. I'm sure that Takata made 12 airbags that were wrong in that thing, right? Like, they're all. That's only as safe as the driver. They can only
and
do
also,
so much.
Overweight is probably a safety feature, although not a performance feature.
No, it'll make it tip over.
How?
Because it's top heavy.
Well, you didn't say that.
Well, you just infer.
No. He's making that up. PT Cruiser doesn't roll.
How can it be top heavy?
That's the Bronco 2 used to roll.
That's right.
Oh, my dad had a Bronco 2.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. The Bronco also.
It was terrifying.
Yeah. You take a turn, you're like, all right, everybody move to the shift left, or whichever way you're turning.
No,
hold on to the roll bar.
Crash rating.
It does have a bad crash rating?
Yeah.
Well, that's good news. Thanks,
so tell
Pony.
Her not to hit anything.
Mr. Sunshine.
Yeah, Pony, you're like the worst dad ever. Like, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm the one warning him.
Yeah, but he... He doesn't have an option. You say that when you're like, oh, am I going to get the Volvo or the PT Cruiser? Like,
you're ruining everything.
He just has the bad crash car coming his way. That's all he's got.
Man, it's fat.
Continue with your fantasy, then.
Here's your... here, Julia, here's your big fat car.
But, you know, there is something to be said about what he just did.
What's
that? Did you ever think to look at how safe that car was?
You know what? I never did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think most people would.
Mm-hmm.
I would do the math and be like, sweet deal on a car... It's part of your family, so that's sweet connection, like no big deal, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I never think to look and be like, what does the Consumer Safety Board say about this?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Thanks, Pony. Thanks a lot.
So now,
she can have her car and a helmet.
This is what's going to haunt you. Yeah. Now you have to go home and tell your wife as a responsible family member and husband.
Right.
Then you got to compare the Oldsmobile and the PT Cruiser on who's going to be put in more at more risk in the family.
Mm. You see, but I think she will still be okay because she's not going to do any highway driving. She's just going to be basically in the neighborhood. It's not like she's taking it cross country.
Okay, this is where you lose me and the rest of the listening audience.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, yeah. Just because she's driving around the neighborhood doesn't mean she's not in an unsafe car.
That's true.
And it is a high-speed area.
It's still the car.
Right, I guess you're right. Mm.
So you can't say, oh, just don't hit the Beltway or 66.
Well, yeah. You know what? This has really not gone the way I thought it would. This may shock a lot of people, but Oscar and I actually plan out a show, and when I sort of gritted it out, I thought this was going to be sort of a happy-go-lucky thing. And now it's essentially Sophie's choice. Who will die, you or your daughter?
But I bet you, look, and there could be a push if both the Oldsmobile and your
PT Cruiser.
Your PT Cruiser are similar.
Yes.
Then there's nothing you can do about
it. It's a wash. Mm-hmm.
But if you've got like a 2-star and 5-star rating, a 1 to 5 scale,
right?
If your car is has
well,
a
I'll
better
get
rating,
in, I'll get in the 2-star because after this segment, I want to die anyway.
Your poor daughter. She's probably like right now framing out the flames.
Yeah, she is.
On how like she's got a cat up on like a picture of a PT Cruiser.
Yes.
And then you're gonna have to send her a high res image of your car.
Right.
Say, put flames on this guy.
Yeah. The thing with the Buick, if you drive it over 80 miles an hour, it makes its own flames.
I'm so sorry.
I literally itch right now. I literally itch and am in pain. From this segment.
Hey, Buick's got a 5-star rating.
Of course it does. Because everyone who drives it is 80 years old. What happens when the Buick goes over 25 miles an hour? We don't know. Never has gone over 25 miles an hour.
It's theoretical.
It's a theoretical. We ran a simulation.
Yeah, well, it's up to you. I'm not going to judge. If you come rolling here with a PT Cruiser, I'm like, okay, he made the dad decision. If you keep rolling with your olds, then
also,
you made the dad decision.
And
right?
The other thing about the PT Cruiser, it's not quite as roomy. Might need a can opener to get in and out.
Mm. So it's cooler if you were in high. If someone,
it's a cool car for a kid.
When I was a kid, the coolest cars that were available were the Neon. The Dodge Neon.
I remember.
Which, oh my God, I would beg my parents, please buy. They would never. They would just go and look at them, right?
Right. That's fun.
There was a Suzuki Samurai.
Yes.
They had a car called that at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a wannabe Jeep Wrangler.
It was a little box.
Mini box.
It was a
mini
box. Little truck. Mm-hmm.
Never got that. And then there was one. Oh, no, the PT Cruiser. Which came out, like, I think my senior year of high school, 96.
When it launched, it was a red hot car.
Really cool.
And then other companies sort of responded to it, had cars that looked like it. Chevy came out with one that looked like it.
Yeah.
But the PT Cruiser sort of, they just sort of wrote the book on that retro looking car.
Very, very cool at that point. And they always remind me of a milk delivery truck, too.
Yeah,
well.
Very 1940s.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that looks like something old.
Like
but
a hot
new.
Rod. So, anyway, if one of us lives to tell about it, that's it. Going on with Julia's
car. You have until the end of the summer, right?
That's
payments.
True. Yeah, so she has to pay for
payments.
It.
Payments.
But anyway.
What are the payments?
It will be a total of $500.
Yeah.
And then she has to be responsible, I think, for half of her insurance.
Okay.
I think that's our deal.
But is it like $100 payments or $250
it'll be,
payments?
It'll be $50 payments throughout the summer.
That is
have
so
have you looked
awesome.
Into what the insurance will be?
Yeah. And it's actually not as much as I thought.
Well, that's good.
It added on to our girls have lower insurance than boys.
As
this
should.
Is true.
So when Robert gets added, we're screwed.
Yeah. Also, no one wants to talk about this, and I don't mean any disrespect towards
understand.
Your kids.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact, when I was in high school, guys that had like Jeep Wranglers or any type of Volvo station wagons, that the seats fold down for space, like you for all your sports equipment.
Sure,
wink, wink.
Yes,
yeah. You don't want that.
You
figure
don't.
Out what's going on with the backseat situation right away.
Well, what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna have her haul stuff everywhere. There's a small payload in the back. I say, you know what, Julia, I need you to move these milk crates for me. Just keep them back there.
Yeah, you got to put weights in milk crates.
Yeah, and also I got a bag of nails I need to spread around.
thumbtacks.
If you can handle that, that
make
would
sure
really
make sure those seats
awesome.
Don't fold out.
Yeah.
I'll be soldering them in place.
Yes.
There's a little wire, release wire. I don't know how it got snipped.
He's back there with a welder. Yeah. Putting a big pole. He's like, I'm retrofitting this car.
Puts a picture of himself on the roof of the car.
That would be a good bit.
Dad's watching. Always watching. Well, I thought about 10 different ways that segment could go, and that was none of them. Let's take a break, and I'll rinse and cool off. Try to reset my mind.
Yes.
Do you have Oscar Otzi?
I do.
That's good news, and try to keep Julia out of it. We're back after this.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
5 days, Oscar. 5 days until Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, yeah.
July 11th. It's a big deal.
I was perusing just yesterday.
Great browsing.
Oh, my God. I almost bought a vacuum I don't need. Because hey. it was priced so low compared to what I paid full price.
I'm going to get a vacuum.
One of those Roomba joints.
Oh, robot vacuum.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
I'm going to get a vacuum and put it in the back of Julia's car so the seats can't fold down.
Just a big box.
Every accessory you've got. Every accessory you've got. I want extra pipes. I want nozzles.
I want
everything. So when you go to Amazon, we know you shop Amazon. Everybody shops Amazon. What you got to do is shop Amazon through our website or through our app. Be like Tony Lamb. Anthony Lamb is reading a series of books by Brad Thor. There are 17 books in the series. He bought every one of them through our Amazon. Mm-hmm. That's the way to help out.
Thank you, Tony.
And it's painless. Remember, this changes nothing for you. It means everything to us. So the next time you shop Amazon, go through our website. And remember, July 11th is Amazon Prime Day, and that's a big deal, okay? Now, moving forward, here he is, the man who makes me... He eases my mind every day. Here's Oscar Otzi.
Gentlemen!
Hi!
Update.
Please.
Dateline Hollywood. CBS says it's offered... significant salary increases to Asian Hawaii Five-O stars.
Oh, because yesterday we heard that there was perhaps a racially motivated pay cut.
Yes. Yeah. Kim and Park, who are the two, or Daniel Day Kim and Grace Park, who are the two Asian Hawaii Five-O stars,
right,
who alleged that they were getting paid 15% less than their white
Scott
co-stars.
Kahn and the other, yes, white guy. And that's how he's been in the credits.
This broke out yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Today, CBS is coming up and saying, we offered more money, but they didn't take it.
That's now, such CBS.
It's come to a head because as of today, July 5th, 2017, depending on when you're listening, both stars are no longer coming back to the series.
So it's a non-issue at this
point.
It's
a non-issue. Now, my question to you, Rob Spiewak.
I'm all ears, Oscar.
Is this...
yes.
Is this a case of them having more leverage with the original pay? Where they could sue CBS? Or is it a case of them saying, well, you offered us more money after we found out you were paying
the
old white devil?
I think
more
this
than
is CBS is putting flames on their PT Cruiser, is what's happening right here. They saw the writing on the wall and they're covering up. And whether or not what'll matter here is the timeline of the events.
Yeah.
If the
definitely
offer came after they were aware they were being undercut, then it's very cheap.
Yeah.
And how did they offer?
Yeah, but CBS is also, they're covering their ass, make no mistake.
And was their face the case? Get it?
Oscar couplet.
I'll keep you updated on that.
Please do.
Pretty interesting. Autographs. You guys,
yes,
are into autographs, right?
I, you know what? Yeah. One of the things I have in my home, some autographed pictures of my favorite stars that, yeah, I've collected through the years.
I think the first autograph I ever paid for was one of Hall of Famer John Riggins.
Oh, I didn't know you paid for it.
Oh, I paid. Well, okay. I didn't pay. My dad paid $50.
Worth
at
it, though.
The Silver Spring Armory. And I remember standing in line with like my little framed glossy of Riggo and just standing like, and $50 back then, probably more like $200.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, my 50, dad.
And I know the sign
was one of the weekends my dad was in town.
$50. There he is, one of the greatest football players in DC history with a sign that says $50 to sign a flat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It costs more to sign merchandise.
So essentially what happened is, that was such a special moment for me.
Oh, yeah.
That I framed it and kept it in my room, and it's still to this day in my childhood bedroom.
Is it really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Absolutely.
That's nice. Mm.
What autographs did you have?
One that I think the coolest one I got was Bob Barker when I met him. Because I'd watch game shows growing up. And the thing about Bob Barker, and I got a chance to meet him twice, he was so genuinely nice in real life. To get his autograph was a big deal to me.
Where would you meet him?
We did a couple upfronts for CBS. Boo!
Why do we still boo them?
Because
I've let it go. It's been 8 years.
It's a bit.
Oh. They never fired me.
Pony left.
Yeah, he did on his own accord. But so Bob Barker's probably my favorite. Mm-hmm. And then I've paid for a few. Carl Reiner is one that I really like. Chuck Barris, who has now passed away, creator of The Gong Show.
Yeah.
He's a genuine one that I like very much, though. So.
Did you ever think that any of the autographs that you didn't see actually signed were done by machines?
I don't think I
didn't know that there were. I knew that like Topps would put out like the autograph collection.
Yeah, sure.
But that's done differently. But well, things that you would actually buy.
Like Mr. Liddy.
What do you mean?
G. Gordon. I've told you about G. Gordon Liddy's auto pen, haven't I?
Oh, yeah.
One of the deepest, darkest secrets of WJFK that Mr. Liddy, G. Gordon Liddy, a noted felon, historical footnote, would come out after his show every day and sign things. But it got tedious because there was literally hundreds of requests coming in for signed photos, and he couldn't sign them all because he's very busy. So that's what we told Time in prison. So he got this machine. The company bought a machine that was like the size of a dining room table. And it had a pedal that operated like a sewing machine almost, where they took an imprint of his actual signature, and then you could put a picture on this table, hit the pedal, and a Sharpie would lower, and as this huge wheel spun, it would do a perfect autograph.
Oh, my God.
And he had a secretary.
Where did he have it?
Well, for a while, it was upstairs when what would become Jeff Hedges' office.
Yes.
But then people started talking about it, so John Popp took it, his producer, and hid it in his apartment. And so,
oh my God.
Every day, an intern would be dispatched to John Pop's apartment to sign stacks of photos.
A, didn't know he was that popular.
Yes!
B, it seems like a lot of work just gets, instead of just signing it.
You see, we had a different system on the Don and Mike show. I just signed everything.
Yeah.
You guys, quite the life Don and Mike lived.
You know what was really sad is one time I was at a neighbor's house and he found out my radio pass. He said, do you know I still have an autographed Don and Mike picture? And I said, do you really? And he took me down to his basement. He had it framed over his desk. It was so clearly one that I signed.
Oh.
It was obvious, not even a good one. And I didn't want to tell him. I just said, that's terrific.
Mm-hmm. Should ask Mike what it's like to be successful.
I know. That's what you ask Ann Dowd.
Yeah, exactly. Dak Prescott, superstar NFL standout quarterback, is being accused of using a machine to sign his autograph.
Oh, no!
For a memorabilia company instead of signing it by hand.
The auto pen.
This is where you get burned. Beck's Grading Services.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Beckett Grading Services, like a Beckett Monthly.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Which evaluates the value of trading cards, has refused to verify the Dallas Cowboys quarterback signature in a recent card set. Apparently, the lack of natural flow associated with organic signatures led by Grade's conclusion that they were done by an auto pen.
Yes!
A machine that politicians have used to sign documents in bulk since the late 1950s.
Wow!
Mm.
Wow! Steve Gray, principal authenticator at Beckett, said his company looked at 5 autograph cards from the collectors who received Prescott's autograph redemptions from Panini's 2016 Prism set.
Okay.
And they say, we immediately knew they were auto pen, Grade said. I've never heard of a modern athlete doing this. Wow.
And it would be so easy to prove because every signature would be identical.
Panini cards send cards of memorabilia to a signature of an athlete, it requires the athlete to sign an affidavit stating that he would be returning a genuine card.
What if he used AutoPen to sign the affidavit?
Oh, that would be such an F you.
Yeah, it would be great. F you, Beckett!
Now,
that is so slimy.
Now, the company has promised to send authentic autographs to customers who return their signed cards. Now, I'll say this. If you pay top dollar for a signature, it better be real.
I would think
and
so.
And in today's, I guess, collectors, the memorabilia world, and I used to be a part of this for years when I was younger, especially with baseball cards and baseball autographs, I would do everything to get a cert.
Yes,
right? I was like, if I'm buying this, I need a certification. I need a 10 gem. Like, I need everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I need to be in a case of screws
well,
on
that's
it.
That's where the value is.
Right? Yeah. Mm. I can't believe to this date, people are still trying to
dupe.
Like dupe and autograph. Now, Dak Prescott or his people have not talked to, or given a statement to ESPN or this company yet. But if you just can't sign your card, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially if you're doing it for profit. That's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
You got one more?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just was enamored by that.
No, that's a fascinating story.
Yeah.
And he better figure out a pretty good way to spin out of that.
Yeah,
because he's going to look like slime.
A lot of legal trouble
for that. Nasty business.
Let me ask, have you guys heard of this movie, Baby Driver?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a musical, right?
Has anybody seen it yet?
No.
No, but they use my car in it.
Can we all see it this weekend?
I'd love to see it this weekend.
I'm not even into musicals, but everybody just keeps talking about this. I know Spider-Man's coming out this weekend again. Dealer's Choice. Do your thing.
No, I don't think a comic book movie for me. I think perhaps a lovely musical. But it's also an action film. It's a weird mix.
People are going crazy. So if we make a pact, even if Mike doesn't get a chance to see it,
right,
at least we can discuss it here.
Sure.
Baby Driver. I'll watch Spider-Man. That might be more of a Big Owen Dukes thing at this point. We'll find out. But please go and see it. It's breaking all types of box office records. And if you're out there, you're looking for a pick to click, if you will.
I will.
Check it out.
John Hamm is in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a phenomenal
great cast,
movie.
And they say it's unlike anything that's ever been made before. So,
I can't wait.
Check it out.
And again, go in there knowing that I have no idea what this movie's about, except for if I see one more story about how phenomenal it is. Like, I think this type of buzz doesn't just come out of nowhere.
No, I think it's probably really solid.
So we'll find out.
Baby Driver, our pick to click, check it out. When we come back, Baby Sounds.
Oh.
And we're after vault. This, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. That's what we call it.
Infant.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, Loyal Crumb. This is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show, urging you to listen to our grossest and most patriotic show to date. There's blood on the battlefield and in the kitchen.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Not for the squeamish. Today we'll be recording our bonus show, and it's my favorite hour of the week, Oscar, because there are no commercials, there's no censorship, and the only way you can get it is by subscription. It's almost like a secret club. But a secret club that anyone can join.
Secret club.
And what we need you to do is subscribe, because the money generated by the bonus show quite literally makes the weekly show possible.
The foundation.
So if you are listening to this and you are not doing the bonus show, you're essentially sending us an autograph that was signed with a bonus pen.
Yeah.
With an auto pen.
Auto pen.
Don't trick us.
Auto pen our lives.
Don't trick us, Dak. Anyway, so it's the bonus show. Buy it, get it, you'll love it. Good stuff today, and we thank you. Now, Audio Vault for today, which is July 6th, 2017.
Yes.
Do you have
is it
the
July
album?
6th?
It is.
Oh, man, time flies.
It does.
I think I said July 5th earlier.
That's fine. People don't expect much from you. So I'm sure as long as you're in the neighborhood, it's fine.
As long as it's a low bar.
And we can paint and we can paint flames on it.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Jay-Z's new album, 444?
Yes. Jay-Z, some people may call it dad rap because it's... And
I call him Jay's.
And I don't consider it dad rap. It's just for some people of art, especially in your mid to late 30s or even 40s, if you're out there and you remember Jay-Z in your prime when you were listening... The man can still make music. Nas, by the way, is coming out with his own new album a little later on this year.
Mm-hmm.
These people are artists in their own right. And just when I thought Jay-Z was, you know, more about business and his music, this album is absolutely phenomenal.
Well, you know who disagrees with you?
Who?
50 Cent, who posted a review.
Two quarters?
Yes. Mm. Five dimes. Posted a review on the, he went onto the gram. I think it's been pulled by now.
Fitty.
So he goes onto the gram and he posts this review and he calls it dad rap.
I listened to Jay the 444. I thought this was all right. You know what I'm saying? I like this. But I'm going to keep it 100. The was a little, the was too smart.
Too smart.
Right? I felt like I was supposed to be wearing like glasses and and like a tie, like a sweater around my waist. It was like Ivy League. Now I'm going to tell you the truth. This is high out here. So they don't want to hear that. They just want to have a good time. You can't be the best rapper at 47 because the new is here. They're coming with new going on. I ain't going to hold you up, son. That was like golf course music.
It's golf course music. It's too smart. No, it's, I should be wearing glasses and S.
The dad rap, if he's alluding to the idea that he's talking about being a parent and actually trying to, you know, bring the youth of America up.
Right.
Like, it's too smart.
Yes.
Like, sorry,
I just felt sick
you
to my
just
stomach.
Can't talk about rolling blunts and drinking 40s, which is, by the way, is a lot of fun to hear about.
It is.
But, you just can't always talk about that. People evolve as artists.
That is, you know, I am not a hip-hop enthusiast. This may shock you.
Okay, so, Ashley, just briefly.
Yeah,
Ashley,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say.
Right on the mic.
On the microphone.
Really yelling.
Like you're rapping.
Yes. Really yelling.
This is why Jay-Z is a better rapper than 50 Cent. He's a better poet, and 50 Cent's just an idiot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you can't.
He's just an idiot.
If you don't evolve as an artist, you stay the same.
Right.
Thank you. But
nobody wants the same.
And the thing is really, I'm not a hip-hop enthusiast, but the fact that he said it's too smart makes me want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, really.
Yes.
I want to do it.
That's
so,
the most ignorant post I've seen in months.
I think that's why it might have been pulled.
You're just too smart.
Yeah, too smart. Glasses and S. I'll tell you who else is smart is the guy. And I love the fact that fireworks are everywhere. There was a lot of complaints about it on Facebook this year, but fireworks started in my neighborhood at about dusk on July 1st and went to the 5th.
Yeah.
I mean, big ones, explosions in the air, the kinds that go, all that stuff.
Like mortars are coming down.
But this guy, and I love the thought that went into this. He had one of those big, almost like styrofoam gliders that you assemble.
Yeah.
And he filled it with fireworks.
Smart.
And he was gonna, yeah, smart, exactly.
He's going to let them off.
So he lighted it and he'd throw it down the road, but he didn't think that it would turn and go into his neighbor's house.
Oh, no. What an a-hole.
This is a short audio clip, but it is great. Know that when the firework blows, it's against his neighbor's house, okay?
Yeah, do it.
Oh no! Oh no!
Oh no! So I did the loop to loop, and then
it's gonna be awkward at the block party. I promise you that. When I tell you Aurora, Illinois, the city of Aurora, Illinois, does it mean anything to you?
Oh no!
It was the setting of Wayne's World.
That's what it was.
And they broke
the Aurora Lights.
They broke. No, that's the Aurora Borealis.
Oh, sorry.
And it's Northern Lights.
And it's different. Yeah.
The stickiest of the ickiest.
That
sure.
is a couplet.
Yes.
They broke a world record at Aurora this weekend. Their 4th of July celebration, they had an orchestra, they had a choir performing Bohemian Rhapsody, the song by Queen, and they got 1,000 people to simultaneously bang their head, like shake their head like
That's
they did
cool.
in Wayne's
yeah,
World.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so great because you can hear the crowd here. And this is not Queen. This is an orchestra and a choir performing Bohemian Rhapsody, but they broke. So the current world record, remember, 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes. If you want to break that record, and 1,000 people simultaneously headbanging. Here it comes. This
That's
is
cool.
on our Facebook page,
That's
but
fun.
You got to see it. They're having such a great time with it.
Fun, fun, fun.
It's almost as fun as sailing a glider into your neighbor's house. It's a close, close second. Let us close with this. I'm a big fan of music of all sorts, and I love that music can make something unpleasant even nice.
Yes.
The newest Geico commercial features Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Oh, absolutely. I love
this
it.
Is so great. Here's Boys to Men, the setting. They are in a pharmacy.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy. If you're Boys to Men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
That is an awesome commercial. I love that. And that is your Magic Audio Ball.
Nice.
Have a great Thursday, everybody. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to update the app. Do it today.
Yeah.
Stop this right now and do it.
Put flames on your phone. Update your app.
Get the brand new app today. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag, which we had today. Thank you for all the love in the mailbag.
Oh, that was awesome.
It was good. You can send it to me. That's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks again for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.